You'll hear an interview with a young film director, Lauren Cassio, who is talking about her life and work. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. In the exam, you have 70 seconds to look at part three.
My guest today is the young film director Lauren Cassio, whose first full-length feature film, Hidden Valley Dreams, has been well received critically as well as achieving box office success. Lauren, was it always your ambition to be a filmmaker?
I did media studies at college, actually, and had no great desire to go into filmmaking when I started. As part of the course, I made some short films, and on the strength of that, some of the staff suggested I went in that direction. I mean, they were extremely short 3-minute films, but they seemed to see some promise and encouraged me. I wasn't doing anything groundbreaking, but the fact that I was able to put images together and tell a story in a very economical way time-wise was something I think they responded to and wanted me to pursue. So after finishing that course, I enrolled in film school where I could concentrate on that.
I've heard some people saying film school's a waste of time, don't bother with it. What do you feel about that?
There's young people coming into filmmaking from commercials, videos and television saying that. But what works for one person may not work for another, so perhaps they don't need it. I had no family connections in the business and no private means, so for me, being in an environment where the equipment was available and the help was freely given, that opened doors. The fact that people I was at school with are now making their way in the film world is also testimony to its value. But I'm not saying it's the only route.
But it's taken you a long time to get from your first shorts to your first full-length feature film, hasn't it?
That was no accident, really. I went through a process of making shorter films so that I could acquire some skills. A lot of people get out of school, make one film, and want to make that leap into feature films. But invariably, they fall flat on their faces. Maybe some of them are ready to make the leap earlier. I knew I wasn't. I wasn't prepared to squander time and money doing something I hadn't yet got the experience and expertise to carry off. I wasn't short of offers, even financially attractive ones, but it wasn't the right moment.
I think your women characters are very good, but I think your men characters are incredible.
Thanks. But with all characters, trying to find some dimension in them is very important to me, whatever the gender. Certainly we see a lot of stereotypes in films, men and women, look-alike representations of a certain common perception. I've always wanted to create characters with a bit more to them than that. People with depth that might allow an audience to see a different side to their characters, but not by making them behave in unnatural ways. That just confuses the audience. So my male characters are macho, sure, but there's got to be a vulnerability there. That's been a very conscious thing, and even the villains need to have a conscience.
So what about Hidden Valley Dreams?
Well, though I can't deny that I'm proud of it, there's a lot of things I'd change if I were to make that film again. I remember sitting one afternoon and just writing it, the storyline, in about 4 or 5 hours. It seemed to be something that needed to come out. Writing for me has never been that easy since. Perhaps it was a dumb idea for me to go out and make a 1940s period film as my debut, because the resources and the control I had over the environment, the logistics, were very limited. I tried a bunch of things, a social theme, but a story with a sense of humour. I just had a gut feeling that it would appeal, and it worked, but don't ask me how.
And would you encourage kids who'd like to get into filmmaking?
Why not? Actually, I get invited to talk occasionally at high schools. Although I have mixed feelings about the whole notion of being someone to look up to, of being a role model, I think it's important for kids to see that the things that they're aspiring to are doable, that we're not giving them false dreams. If through some conversation with myself or anyone else who's worked hard to get where they are, they can identify with the fact that I'm just some kid from an ordinary background like them, then that's cool. I can't pretend I'll ever be a real superhero to those young people, but I try to do what I can.
Thank you, Lauren. We have to leave it there.
Now play the recording again. That is the end of part three. Now turn to part four.